Okay, our friends. Today we are going to be reading a story which we should have read a couple, I guess, months ago when we were doing a series about Little Red Riding Hood. We did a whole bunch of Little Red Riding Hood stories, but this particular story was brought to us by one of our patrons, right? So we have a group of people who help us find good stories, and they encourage us and make sure that we have the finances to keep going. And in turn, we listen to their great advice. And Claire and Katie said, you know what you guys should do is Little Red Gliding Hood, because it's so much fun to read. And I thought, oh, let's go check it out. So ladies, this story is for you, and I hope that you like it as much as we are going to too. So everybody, buckle up. Today's story is Little Red Gliding Hood. It was written by Tara Lazar, and the pictures are by Troy Cummings. And it's read today by Mommy and
Chicky Go.
Chicky Go. Chicky Go?
Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago?
No, Chicago.
Chicago. Mommy and Chicago. Here we go. Little Red skates were worn in and worn out, no longer snow white and a little too tight. She frowned at the creases and crumples. Soon, she wouldn't be able to use them to skate to Grandma's. Soon, she wouldn't be able to use them to skate to Grandma's. She went there every Sunday. No more visits to Grandma? Little Red couldn't imagine. She swizzled down the river and saw a flurry of friends gathering beneath a banner. We can't see what the banner says in the book, though. But I can tell you this much. Her skates are pretty gross looking. Right? They are dirty. Oh, now we can see what the sign says. A pairs skating competition. The prize, brand new skates. And she says,
oh, slippery slush. I've got to win.
But Little Red needed a skating partner. The dish danced with the spoon. Hansel spun Gretel like sugar. Little Red had no one. She asked each of her friends. Little Boy Blue just shivered and quivered. And he says,
too cold.
Yeah, too cold. The seven dwarfs were more interested in passing a puck around. What game are they playing?
Hockey.
Yeah, when you have a puck, it's like a round, circular, black disc. It's a little on the thick side. And you put it on the ice, and it slides. And you can hit it with sticks. And that is what we call hockey.
Yeah.
Old MacDonald slipped and fell. E-I-E-I. Ouch. Is that how it goes?
No.
How does it go?
Yeah, oh.
Good grief. Little Red shook her head. None of these partners would do. Maybe Grandma could help find a partner. Little Red whisked off to Grandma's cottage, skating swiftly to avoid the big bad wolf. Ooh, I can see him. He looks... Here's a good word for you. You ready? He looks nefarious. Do you know what nefarious means?
Evil.
Yes, he looks
like
evil, dangerous, mean, nasty, naughty, troublesome.
Here's another example.
Okay.
If you've watched the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, Dr. Robotnik, aka Eggman, is nefarious.
Yeah, it's true. Or Dr. Nefarious from Despicable Me.
Yeah,
bad guys. Okay. And she says,
over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house I go.
Mm-hmm. Little Red arrived safely.
Oh, slippery slush,
she said to Grandma, slumping into a chair.
I can't find a partner for the skating competition.
How about the gingerbread man? He's very sweet,
said Grandma.
But he's much too fast. I can't catch him,
says Little Red.
Hey, Big Baby Bear would be just right for you,
said Grandma.
But Goldilocks thought so first.
Oh, I know who,
said Grandma.
The three little pigs just moved into the brick house next door. You should ask one of them.
Oh, brilliant idea. So Little Red skated to the pig's door.
Little pigs, let me come in.
But someone tapped Little Red on the shoulder.
Excuse me, said the big bad wolf. I think that's my line.
Eek! The wolf!
Little Red sprinted away. Her worn-in, worn-out laces began to unravel. Now, these are the laces in her shoes, right? On her skates.
Yeah. Hey, glide back here,
yelled the wolf, giving chase. He swizzled and whizzled across the ice. Little Red pushed on faster, but her boots were lopsided and loose.
Stop!
Yelled the wolf. He steered clear of the fallen branches with fancy footwork and sly spins in pursuit of Little Red.
Oh!
Little Red's skate flew off.
Oh, slippery slush,
she says, and we can see it flying through the air. That owl had better watch itself because there's an owl in a tree right next to it. Uh-huh. Yeah. The wolf jumped in front of Little Red and caught her. Little Red shivered with fear.
Oh, you're wonderful.
The wolf gently put Little Red down.
Whoop. What?
You're a super skater, but I was trying to warn you. Your laces are untied.
Oh.
Little Red couldn't believe it. This was the big bad wolf?
Happens to me all the time, said the wolf. My skates are older than Rip Van Winkle.
And do you know who Rip Van Winkle is? Yeah, he is a fairy tale character who laid down and fell asleep and slept for like 100 years. Sounds pretty nice. Little Red stared at his worn-in, worn-out pair, and then she had a great idea. The day of the competition, Little Red arrived early. She laced up her worn-in, worn-out skates, hugged Grandma, and stepped onto the ice. Trumpeters blared with a fanfare announcing the official warm-up. As the competitors swirled and whirled, a dark figure came zooming toward them. A boy cried,
"Wolf!"
Very good. You know, you could have been the boy who cried wolf. Wait, you are the boy who cried wolf!
No.
Okay, fair enough. The wolf frightened Little Miss Muffet away. She bumped Little Jack Horner into the corner. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and Jack and Jill came tumbling after. What a mess. Skaters skidded and spilled all over. The old woman who lived in a shoe who had so many children on the ice she didn't know what to do. Well, Little Red got mixed up in the mayhem.
Help!
She cried. The big bad wolf raced over. He lifted Little Red high.
Put Little Red down now,
the woodcutter warned, grabbing his axe.
Oh, slippery slush, said Little Red. He's my partner.
The crowd was stunned. It got so quiet, you could hear the ice freeze. Wow. That is probably very quiet. All the king's horses and all the king's men put the competition together again. Music swelled, and the pairs took to the ice. They wore flowing costumes and danced on ice like the prince and Cinderella at the ball. In fact, the royal couple were in the competition. The tortoise and the hare made a splendid pair. Jack Sprat and his wife did too. Do you remember that one? Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean, and so between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. These are great. These are really great nursery rhymes. Then Little Red Gliding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf swizzled and twizzled across the ice. They did fancy figure eights and lovely loops and willowy waltz jumps. Their spins were superb. No one could believe that the Big Bad Wolf was actually good.
That's a performance I'll remember happily ever after,
cheered Grandma. The judges whispered. They nodded. They scrawled. They raised a row of perfect tens. See, when you're a judge at a competition, you're given pieces of paper and a pen. And whenever you see someone perform, you're supposed to write down a number from 0 to 10 about how well you think someone did. And if they did very well, you would write down the number 10 and lift it up and show everybody else. I think that they did 10 better than everyone else. If they did only so-so, you might give them a 7 or a 6.
Or if, 5.
Yeah, if they did awful, you might give them like a 2.
Or a 1 or a 0.
Correct. Little Red and the Big Not So Bad Wolf were named the winners. Oh, I'm so happy for them.
Oh my, what big skates you have,
said Little Red. The wolf flashed a toothy grin.
All the better to glide with you, my dear, he said.
And they take each other's hands and skate away into the sunset, where I'm sure they will live happily ever after until the snow melts and then, well, you know what happens next. It's time to pick some flowers, right? Mm-hmm. Better watch out, Little Red Gliding Hood. What do you think? Uh-huh. It was a pretty good story, huh? Uh-huh. And it is
the end.
The end.